station out. What was that?
John.
It's John's wife here.
John, man.
Tell your girlfriend I love her, cause we're talking on the internet. Tell your girlfriend I love her, cause we're talking on the internet.
Alright, give me a beat. That's hard to rap over. You listen to Boom Child Cast.
Boom Child Cast.
It's not the future or the past.
It's not the future or the past.
It's the present.
See?
I'm here with Tig Lipton.
The present is a present.
He
from the past.
Kidnaps children. And I don't know what rhymes with children.
From Berlin.
Spit all over your microphone there. Alright, so this is Boom Shotcast. Yeah. I'm Ross.
Hey, you know?
Shannon.
Shannon!
And this is on his birth cert, Tig Lipton over here.
I was created for this podcast. My whole life has been leading up to this one podcast. This podcast is episode 16 of the Boom Shotcast.
When he was a sperm, he had those headphones on.
I had.
He was floating around in his father's testicles.
I had each testicle for each of my ear.
No, you're too small because you're a sperm.
How it sounds, sperm makes when it gets a fright.
I got my hair cut, right?
I know, fucking noticed, yeah.
And it's first time I got my hair cut by a man in a while.
Ooh.
No homo.
So you get the orca,
or whatever,
so
whatever that is.
You'd say no racial.
No, right? Yeah.
Do you get the awkward boner? And he's like, do you want to get up now? No, I have a shoe.
And you can see it through the, you know, the old shoe thing you have over you.
Yeah, it's throbbing as well. Like, is that your leg? Yeah, it's dancing.
And when some hair falls on it, it goes, ooh, this is jumps. Yeah, I got my hair cut by a man first, and I realised...
when you looked into his eyes.
No, when you get your hair cut by a man... Because it's a man, they don't multitask like women do, so they're not chatting to you the whole time.
Yeah, they kind of stare you down.
They're just getting the job done, cutting the hair. Because I think the last fucking 20 times I got my hair cut has been by a woman, and it's...
You like looking at the boobs, but it's something to do and all, but you'd rather a flat-chested male.
He doesn't have to be
and
flat-chested.
And if he wants to stuff... Fair enough.
He doesn't have to be flat-chested.
He can stuff.
I don't think men really talk to you as much when you're getting your haircut.
No.
That's all you have to say on that.
No. See, the moths are really good at talking, though. Like, they're definitely flaunting what they're good at. Lads aren't great at the old, you're random, I'm going to talk to you banter. Whereas the moths really, they'd be talking about tree houses in no time. The moths.
Yeah, but it's just like, I just cut my hair, like, because I've had haircuts where, like, they're fucking chatting away, like, about all this stuff, and it's like, then the haircut isn't that great, like.
Yeah, but you got a free therapy session.
Yeah, it's not free.
Well, they did, anyway.
It's like, but, like, generally, when a hairdresser talks to you, it's basically, like, small talk plus. It's like a bit, it's like small talk, but it's just a little bit more engaged. Well, I think it's hilarious when you get the female hairdressers who, like, don't talk to you that much because they're just fucking sick of the job and be expected to talk to people. And they ask you the same, like, few questions. They're like...
Do you want your muff trimmed?
No. They just...
Do you shave your toes?
No, they ask you, like, oh, are you working? Or, like, what do you do? Are you in college? But they're like, they ask them those questions in the most uninterested way. Because they're just like the stock. So, they just give you some stock hairdresser questions. It's like, oh, I suppose you have to talk to all the customers. That's what I learned.
A nice day
in hairdresser school. Yeah, and but then after they ask the few stock questions, don't ask them.
Yeah.
I'm like, you see, as I said, you know, if they're talking while they're cutting your hair, something could easily go wrong. The cheek is gone. All the cheek has been cut off. But yeah, so I think men don't really do it when they're cutting hair because men can't multitask, and that's why they're happier. Because they're not focusing on a million things and skinny bitches. Men aren't annoyed at skinny bitches.
They're
all right. What do you have to say today?
Blocking out reality.
All right. No, I brought that.
I've been to the hairdressers a million billion times more than anyone else.
Who are you, David Flood?
Because my sister was a hairdresser.
Yeah.
And still is. And she practiced on me non-stop.
That's handy.
Growing up. My hair has been every colour.
That's handy.
I've had mohawks and even the old man in his 60s with no hair left haircut.
I was just thinking, well, it must be bad when you're cutting someone's hair and it's real long and then you cut their hair and then their head is a mad shape. And
My sister would tell me stories about, like, she'd be cutting someone's hair and there'd be like a big cyst hanging out of their head and stuff. And you're not sure where to say it. And sometimes they have lice and stuff.
I'm sure there's good, I'm sure on your sister's hairdresser podcast, I'm sure there's good stories about, like, because you can't, I say some hairdressers do, but, like, you can't go mad. If you're trying to make the dosh, you can't be, the worst is, like, must be when you get the sheets, layers of dandruff.
Yeah.
It's like, but, like, you cut the owl head, and their head is, like, shaped like a box or something. Mm. You're like, well, I thought that was round, but... you had a cyst on your head when your sister got your hair.
There's a well-known hotel up on that page, and you're fucking terrible at this, Ross. Do not say the name of the hotel, okay? It's written in front of the page, so you know what it is.
Is it written on the page?
Yeah, just at the very top. Just don't fucking say the place.
Frozen pizza, where's that?
Yeah, alright, it says right there after it. Just don't fucking say it. You always just go, in Mickey Ladd Hotel. Anyway, so...
Is this something where you complained again and you got outraged or something?
I know, this is a very well-known hotel. Yeah, you know it.
It's the,
No, you're not meant to say a name of a hotel.
Nah, it's not.
All right.
Where is that?
It's a ridiculously expensive hotel, correct? Top notch.
Yeah, it's a big chain. It's a chain of, like, sort of high-end hotels, I think.
Yeah, cool. Well, anyway, I know a lad who's working in there, yeah?
Jesus, who's that? Nosy.
Right. I don't know. Someone's... anyway, long chain of waffle. Here's the fucking lad. So you go into the restaurant, you're like, yeah, pizza grand, 16 euro, jeez, yeah, sure, we're out, we're out here, it's date
night. It's
gotta
be good, it's a high-end hotel, it's gotta be a good pizza.
Yeah. Anyway, turns out they're just frozen pizzas from the supermarket with fresh toppings.
And this is, you heard this, you got this scoop from the lad working there.
Yeah.
And what did they charge you for that?
16 euro.
Are they good frozen pizzas, though?
Couldn't tell you. I don't even know. Like, frozen pizzas.
Oh, you haven't been there.
Like, the range of the frozen pizza market is between 1 and 5 euro, I think. Maybe between 2.50 and 5 euro.
So you haven't been there and had this?
I have not.
So, we're just going on hearsay
I'm going on two layers of hearsay.
By some lads we don't know. I don't know. You could be making all this up. They could be making all this up.
Yeah. Well, that's what people do to get on the podcast.
Yeah. but jokes on them. You're not mentioning their name. Mm-hmm. Are they still working there?
Yes.
Oh, we should say their name.
What happened was sister's friend complained about it. And he was like, what the fuck is this?
And then her mate was like,
oh yeah, do you not know there are frozen pizzas from the supermarket? He was like, what the hell? Why is the pizza frozen with fresh toppings? It wasn't cooked properly.
Oh, it wasn't cooked properly.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That was just a once-off fluke or whatever. But the point is...
That was like, oh, we've been found out.
Yeah. Right, this topic's fucking bombing, so we're moving on if you've nothing to say.
This topic's bombing. Talkback mic.
Yeah.
I love the old talkback mic at gigs that sound engineer yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some of the gigs... The sound engineer just has it going through all the speakers.
Yeah.
So everyone's here. But I assume most of the time only it's coming through the monitors. Like, that'd be hilarious if, like, just every gig we did, it was through the full PA speakers. Yeah, turn up your guitar there. I couldn't hear it that last suck.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, what the fuck is that? I don't know. We'll talk about it at the next AGM. That's the annual general meeting. It's coming up in November.
Yeah. My mate, who I cannot remember... See, what happens is, when you've had a good few days, you can't remember who said what. By the way, mate, it's Flood who does it. He loves pretending that he
is your mate.
He goes like LGM or something. And he loves...
LGM?
Yeah. What did you say?
AGM.
AGM.
It's the annual general meeting that... It's a business term.
Yeah, but he'll be like, I'll have to go off to an AGM. And he loves people pretending that they know what it means. Like, he'll make one up that doesn't exist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just don't usually listen to him much. Sure, he plays bass.
He does.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, your mates that don't have names and you tell stories about them.
Yeah. Okay, here is my heavyweight. This is the headline show. Oh, fuck. Here is what I want to do the podcast. Right, it's near
you're
the start of the
baby.
Show. We'll tell you at the end.
How are you gonna
why do bagels have holes in them?
Oh, you know. You found this out.
I know.
Oh, yeah, we'll say that at the end then.
Yeah.
So you can fuck them.
Because the thing about bagels is...
They're not donuts.
What the fuck is up with that hole?
Do you like bagels?
They're alright.
I never saw the appeal with them.
I've been hanging out with Kev the last few days and he has a lot of bagels. So I've also had bagels. And they're grand. But they're not my favourite. But why...
Do you think he's trying to be cultured?
What the fuck is going on with these holes in the bagels?
Do you think Kev is trying to be cultured or something in a very lazy way? Yeah. Well, bagels.
Yeah. But not really, though. The holes in the bagels. What's up with that?
You know the answer, though.
Yeah, but I also am equally just annoyed.
Yeah, because like, you're paying for the hole.
It's just a load of gas.
If there wasn't,
there's some kind of scam that they get all the middles out to make another bagel at the end.
If there wasn't a hole, would it be a bap? No, a bap.
Yeah.
Would it be called a bap? Baps, they're good now. Bagels are too crunchy for me.
They're not crunchy. What bagels have you been eating?
No, I usually used the old toasted bagel.
Gosh.
Is that not what people do?
You're right. I am as high as a lad here.
Why? What bagels? Have you been eating the old raw bagels?
Send me seeded bagels. Alright. So that's that.
I don't know. I realised recently I don't like food. I just like the hit.
I'll give you a hit. Oh. Ha! Whew! Okay. Ross, if you were to make the... Someone goes, here, you have a lot of power there. Well done. A lot of people are following you around Twitter. Give them the 12 commandments. What would your 12 commandments be? Now, if you want, we can make it 4 if you don't want to be here all day.
4.
I'd say, drink lots of water. Yeah. That's good.
You gotta drink water. Some people don't drink water. They just drink other drinks.
Yeah. I tried that out for a while.
Some people are like, man, water, I hate water. Any other drink is grand. It's just what's wrong with you? Your insides will look like...
Milk?
Like a fucking floor of a pizzeria.
Yeah, you'd wonder how some people are still alive.
Yeah, I think if you're really unhealthy continuously, I think your body kind of adapts to it, I think.
Yeah.
To a certain extent. Yeah. Like, I just think about some, someone like Lemmy from Motorhead, he was grand for years. He's got fucked up recently, though. I thought he was just, he'll probably live forever, but he was told at one stage, if he stopped drinking, whiskey and taking speed every day, he'd his body would go into shock and die, and he'd fucking die.
Fuck.
Just because, it's only recently he had, I think he had a heart attack, he had a heart attack, I think, recently.
Really?
And he's not, he can't do, but he was doing that, for a good 30 years, every day, Jack Daniels. All day, taking speed, and he's real skinny all the time, because when you take speed, you're not hungry
so, really?
Yeah, you're like, oh no, I'm gonna try that out.
I know Billy Joe from Armstrong from Green Day is addicted to speed. That's his drug of choice. My favorite Lemmy story is
Lemmy from the Scottish comedian.
Yeah. He's drinking with loads of rocker lads and he said, do you want some Jack Daniels? And they're like, oh yeah, grand. He hands them a bottle of Jack Daniels. The lad opens it, has a swig, passes it around, and Lemmy had already opened two other bottles to have one each. The liter bottles or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
He's a messer.
That reminds, that somehow, in terms of quantity, that somehow that somehow I had a flashback to when I did work experience as a sound engineer when I was 16.
Drinking?
Just in terms of quantity, I don't know why this reminded me of it. I must have been thinking of it recently. But yeah, we're setting up PA somewhere in this wine bar. Just getting stuff out of the van. I was carrying, you know, I'm a small, skinny 16-year-old, struggling with carrying a big PA speaker.
Just got some hair in your balls. You're confused.
I took the PA speaker out of the van. You know, they're hefty oaks, the old PA speaker.
Yeah.
And the guy is working with goes, hang on, what are you doing? Get the other PA speaker as well. And so, he explained, like, well, they were used to just carrying like fucking two PA speakers at once.
Yeah.
And like, I'd be like, all right, I suppose. And they're fucking massive, like.
They're very heavy.
And so they're carrying them, fucking pull like boat muscles in both of my arms trying to carry them still. And never become a live sound engineer. It's tough going.
It's a bodybuilding experience. So, first commandment of Ross Shannon is possibly drink water.
Second one is, I don't know, you don't talk to me when you're cutting my hair, just get in, get out. I don't want you cutting off my hair or something.
But is that like people who have thy neighbours' haircuts should not be chatty?
I don't know, I think it's because, like, I think I'm a very tense person. I know it doesn't, I know I come across as very cool and hip. But I'm very tense. I like when I get my hair cut, I'm quite tense, and it kind of like.
Does anyone else out there want to prank Ross Shannon haircuts the time?
I'm sure it's dangerous if I tense up when I get my hair cut because I go, whoa! Something go horribly wrong. But yeah, I have a lot of problems.
right, back to the show.
Okay, eighth commandment.
First one, water. Second one, don't be chatting while you're doing your hair. This is the way society are going to...
Third one, get help when you're changing a light bulb. Don't be trying to do that yourself.
Yeah?
But don't let the person turn on the light switch when you're putting it in. That happened to me once. I was changing the light bulb in my hall.
Yeah?
Standing on the stairs changing the light bulb. And...
What sound does a beard make?
That sounds like... That's what a cotton bud sounds like in your ear. Okay, ear.
So you're changing light bulb.
Yeah, I was on the stairs and...
Just the day after, your arms are still sore from lifting the PA speakers.
Jesus Christ, it was fucking intense. I couldn't do that now. Yeah, that sound engineer job, all I did was give out about how bad the job was. Yeah. It was good in some ways because it put me off going down that road.
Yeah.
For life. Because their advice to me was don't.
So
I was changing the light bulb, and I think my little brother was small at the moment. It was probably last year, and I was putting in, and he was real small, so he somehow thought, like, oh, you're supposed to turn the light on. You turn the switch on before you put in the bulb.
Yeah.
So I went to do that, and fucking, big old fucking explosion. It was mad. It was like, boom. It's like a.
I love the colours they make for the
But like between the socket and the bulb, there was a fucking explosion.
Yeah.
it was nothing. I'm flying back. Could have died. Nah, I probably wouldn't have.
Did you feel anything?
No, I just went flying back.
Quick. Did?
Yeah.
You got a shock?
No, I didn't get a shock, but I think I just was. It was like a little pocket explosion. Like.
Giving you a blow.
Has that happened to you when you were changing light bulbs?
Has happened to me is that my mate's gaff, and they were like, I was like, here, what's going on with all your, they're called like corpse or co-ops, they're these action figures, you just fucking love them,
like the little G.I. Joe lads.
Yeah,
they're great.
They have
elastics on their waist so you can go woohoo.
They had all their faces melted off, their hands melted. I was like, what the fuck's going on here? The guy was like, here, my older brother, he like loves robbing them and just melting them on the light bulbs.
Fair enough. Yeah, you can melt stuff on the light bulbs. So yeah, don't turn on the switch when you're
unless it looks like a good time.
Yeah, when you're putting in the light bulb. the last commandment of the four,
yeah,
is just carry one PA speaker. There's no rush. There's no rush. It's tough enough on its own.
This is a very like kind of like niche market commandments.
Yeah, but they're important though. You don't want someone going around wrecking themselves, popping the shoulder out, carrying a.
But then you get the extremist Ross Shannon followers who want to bomb everything, and they're like, "Well, then you can't carry iPod speakers. You don't have to cut one off because there's two little speakers in those headphones."
No, I just mean just PA speakers. Just
well, you see, you have to have all. You have to be very kind of because you're gonna get some extremist lads
have to
going
have
around.
10 pages for each, like.
Yeah.
Extremism is something else, isn't it?
It is extreme in it by nature, or something like that.
That's the opposite of extreme. Just hanging out.
I can't say on air. Anyway,
I'm good.
I'll tell you what my because I did that thing. Do you know what people do? They ask you a question just so you'll ask them the question.
Yeah, I don't care. What you think of the comments?
I have a commandment anyway. It's not so much a commandment as do this if you want. So it's not as much of a dickhead thing as the commandments are. Not like do this. Anyway, here's the thing.
Hey, the commandments
aren't
bad.
Not feeling. Try not to feel guilty after enjoying yourself. That's something I struggle with now. Do you know if you have a really good night out? You're like, oh man, I shouldn't be lying here. I should be working and all this shit. And when you're like absolutely mashed off your head, you're like, oh man, I should probably be doing this thing instead.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people like I have that problem, but it's probably comes from a lot of deep stuff you need to work out with a therapist. I think.
I thought it was just Catholic guilt, no? Something else.
That's part of it, but
that's
there's
the
other
scapegoat.
There's other stuff. Your dog was mean to you when you were younger, like, and that's why you're just all this deep psychological trauma. Don't be guilty after enjoy yourself. Unless the way you enjoy yourself is like by murdering people or something.
But even then, don't be too guilty. Everyone's got to let off some steam. Here's one of my... You ever listen to the Adrian Kennedy phone show? Similar phone show.
Back in the day, I wouldn't listen to it now. He's back in the day when... I think we talked about this before. I used to be big into late night radio when I was younger. I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Because I suppose there wasn't as much internet access back then. And there's not a lot you can do late at night when everyone's...
The AK day.
Sleeping. Yeah, but what about...
I'm a big fan of him. He used to always say this thing like, I wouldn't do that for a month full of Sundays. And I just thought it was the funniest expression.
That's stupid.
Either I wouldn't do that for a month full of Sundays, or would you do that for a month full of Sundays?
So, what does that mean?
It means, just in a way, Sundays like the day off, you do no work.
Yes.
You go to mass. Yeah. You bring your crayon in. People get mad. And you're like, here, listen, I'm open-minded.
Listen, I got out of the library.
Yeah, well, try it out. And people are like, no, it's a dodgy
road.
That's
the Jewish one. The Torah. Yeah. It's great. We all have our own book. I have a Mr. Men book.
Anyway, so what would you do? Preferably the thing that you don't want to do for a month full of Sundays.
Wait, what is it? I'm still confused about what a month full of Sundays. You just have a lot of free time.
No, it's just actually is a month full of Sundays.
Oh, so you're just hanging out.
Do you know, on Sunday you just get to do whatever fuck you want, like, in some professions. In our profession, it means do band practice all day long. So maybe not do band practice all day long. But what would you do? What's the least thing you would do to get that?
Would you go? So I have to do something to earn the.
Yeah, preferably something like that you wouldn't enjoy a lot. Like going, I was saying to a lot this girl I can't fucking stand. I was like, how much would I have to pay you to pretend you like her? And go out with her for a fucking year. And
but you're already going out with her.
This is a model with like no personality, real moany, and just like absolutely wrecked the head. Anyway, he said 30 grand, and I said you can keep the pay on top of it, whatever you make on the side. But something like that. Something that you just don't want to do.
I don't know.
Rake the leaves.
This is obviously something you've thought about.
No, it's not.
Because you've got. Well, what would you do?
I'm asking you.
Well, I have nothing ready. My brain's all soft. I got 6 trains to get here.
Okay. What would I do?
And then I went home and got a lift.
Something like sweep the road or something, I don't know. something for the community.
This topic is just eating itself.
All right, yeah. Right, next lad. Any guesses as to bagels? Why they have a hole in them?
Possibly. So having a grip, an old finger thumb grip, and then the other thing possibly just how I don't know. That's just the way they make them. It's originally like a long doughy thing, and then they just go whip. That's my guess. Or that there's some holder, like they make them on, you know, those CD holders that are just like things stand up. They make them on that. Yeah. They make them on one of them. So there's so three guesses for you.
Awesome. All right, here's my heavyweight topic. This one, the whole show will either make or break on this one topic.
My favourite is when you're like so delighted with a topic and then I go, nah, shit. Yeah. And then you're like, man, I was looking forward to the whole week to that topic.
Yeah, here we go. Are you ready for this? Sit onto your seat.
No, I just misread something. I thought you said 12 commandments of roses, like Cadbury's roses. Yeah. They used to be a lot better years ago, Cadbury's roses. They used to have tiny, Bourneville.
Bourneville,
you know, the dark chocolate.
Yeah.
They used to have tiny ones of them in them.
Do you even like Bourneville?
Yeah, fucking yeah, dark chocolate, man. Show down your jocks, you're laughing. You can judge how good some type of food is by if you like shoving it down your jocks. So what's your amazing topic?
You're like Ross. Band's not working out. Need an extra few euro. What do you do? You're not arsed getting up. You have a month full of Sundays ahead of you. You just won that. You can't do that. You need some money coming in. What do? You rent your name to a company. So you take a... What's the name of your water there? So you legally change your name to...
Stillwater.
By...
Oh, I get you now. So, like, let's say I change my name to, like, Burger Bites or something. Yeah. Or Tato.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the other end. I thought you were going to give Ross Shannon to a company that's like Ross Shannon butter.
Yeah. There's a way to make a few bobs now.
I suppose. I don't know.
On top of that, there's lads who have like company's name tattooed on their forehead.
Yeah.
What kind of company would want that though?
Yeah, I don't know. Like the whole renting your name, there's probably not a lot in it for them. But probably... I'd say some massive company, one of those massive companies like Coca-Cola or something that just have just put ridiculous amounts of money into promotion they don't need. That's the kind of thing they do. Rent loads of people's random people's names. But I don't know what like how long would you have to do it for?
A year.
And what would that
you legally change the name? So you have to change the name of your wife and your kids and everything. Possibly. Probably not.
But there's good money and stuff.
I don't know if it's good money, but there's some sort of money.
I don't know. It depends on how good... I'm trying to think what would be a crap name to have of a product.
Something to bog roll.
Yeah. You'd want to have a name... You wouldn't want to, like... you wouldn't want to have the name after a product that I don't know, like a hemorrhoid cream or something. You'd want something like fun, like a food or a drink.
There was a interesting story. Tiger Woods tried to open a restaurant.
It's called Woody's.
But
DIY.
Maybe I have the answer there. Someone actually owns his name, so he didn't have the legal rights to open a restaurant with his name on it.
Yeah, because he's probably in Dublin.
Oh, Nike owned Tiger Woods.
Oh,
the name.
Rice his name. Oh, that's interesting.
How crazy is that? Selling off Ross Shannon. And you like, I want to call my son Ross Shannon. They're like, can't do it, mate.
Yeah.
You call him Nike if you want.
He's probably in a deal where he has loads of... it's like an endorsement deal where he's not allowed put his name and anything else. Man, it'd be class if we got an endorsement deal.
With Stillwater.
Boom Child Crisps.
We'll get our own water brand, man. Of our first
apparently, I heard bottled water is bad for the environment.
Yeah, it is, because it's plastic. And then the plastic also goes into the water a little bit. So...
And then it breaks down and you can just taste oil.
Speaking of Tato.
Man, the lad who came with bottled water.
Yeah.
He must be like...
People must just be like, it'll never work.
No, yeah.
No one will buy it.
Yeah, well, like when that first came out, they're like, fucking, why would people buy bottles of water? Like, water's fucking free. You can get out, you get out of the tap. Lo and behold. You know what, he could have done as well if he was very environmentally conscious. He could have, he wouldn't have made as much money though. I was saying, it's selling little,
balloons.
No, you know those little,
cheese fruit cartons.
You know those little sippy cup things?
No.
You can put water in.
Yeah.
I was smelling yourself. Who are you afraid of?
I got a collection of colognes.
Who are you afraid is going to smell you? You see, I don't have a great sense of smell, so.
Oh, mine's fucking awful.
So, you know when you're growing up and you kind of, you mishear words.
Brilliant.
And you think they mean something else. Or, like, one for years and years I thought was, you know the wedding vows when they go, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife, like under law she's your wife. For years and years I thought that was your awfully wedded wife.
That's really good.
She'll be awfully your wife. She'll be fucking awful. Now I thought that for years. Do you ever think I thought for years that Jesus Christ, I thought Christ was his second name and his dad was called like Joseph Christ.
Really?
Yeah.
But Christ is I still think that.
You know, Christ is Latin for savior, and that was just kind of like his that was just like his, you know, Slash is called Slash. That's not his real name.
So it would be PC to call ambulances Christs or something. No one gives a fuck. Anyway, when I was a kid, I used to mix up the word prostitute and politician, and I wasn't sure which one was which.
Oh, some sort of social talent.
I didn't know what a prostitute was, and for some reason I mixed up politician and prostitute, because there are two big, longish words.
There's some newspaper columnist going to lean in and go, oh, there's not much different, man. That's interesting.
Tenny Times beyond that now.
Tenny Times. Man, if Tenny had a newspaper, that'd be pretty good.
Sure, he'd talk about all sorts. And the crossword.
What else you got for me?
Tato Park. It's in...
it's getting a lot of press lately.
Near Navan or something.
Yeah, it's doing well, apparently.
It's Tato's English-owned company now, by the way. Don't know how people feel about that. It was Irish, I think, up until some point.
I think it was always, like... I think Tato might be one of those companies that, like...
It's public investors or something?
No, it was never really an Irish company, but it was just a... So, there's a few products of that people are like, oh, yeah, they're fucking real Irish. And I think Tato was... I just remember when I was younger, if you went up the north and got a pack of potatoes, a different lad on the front of
it.
Just like a Protestant Mr. Day.
Guinness isn't Irish anymore either. But anyway, sister went to Tato Park there.
Yeah.
And my favourite part of the whole thing was when you walk in.
She was out of the house.
And you pay in for the rides or whatever. They give you a 6-pack of Tato.
What?
But everyone's just like, nah, grand. Because you just have to carry it around the park, like, 6-pack of plain Tato.
That's hilarious. You get free Tato for...
Yeah, yeah. And when you leave, you get a single pack of Tato.
Can you ask for something else? Can you ask for...
No. Apparently, it's just plain. It's not the multi-pack with different flavours. That's what I was very interested to know.
It's just plain.
Yeah. But 6-pack.
That's hilarious.
She may or may not have been there on a date.
Now, a date, if you're going, would that have been like a first date?
I think they're going out a little while.
So, we're going to say...
Maybe
Date and a half.
Yeah, I'm only guessing here.
Tato Park first date, that'd be kind of a Tenny kind of thing.
It would, the proper...
Tenny would be like, first date, do you want to go to Spain for 2 days?
2 days, yeah.
Tenny, should we get Tenny? Tenny over the weekend was down in Kerry.
Was he?
Yeah.
What was he doing? Oh, he's on a date with the woman.
No, I think at this stage, I don't know if you call it a date, you're just going away. Ty Lipton's like, every time I meet the girlfriend, I call it a date.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
You're on a date, you're coming over the gaff for
every
a date.
Every time's like the first time.
Because he can't remember.
Yeah.
He's like... He's like, come over to the gaff for a date. We'll do a bit of hoovering.
Yeah, that's great. A bit of hoovering.
Just keep the relationship alive. Call everything a date. We go to the shops for a date.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm sure Tenny has some story of going to Kerry where he fell in a lake or something.
John's very quiet this episode.
He's looking at porn. Well, wouldn't you be if you were producing a podcast?
I was thinking I was with my mate Kev, and we were thinking, what was the best show that could ever, like, come out ever?
Bagel TV.
Ever, right?
Bagel TV.
Do you have any ideas?
Do you mean, like, a fictional show or a reality show?
Any show. Just a show. Just a show that you'd, like, I would fucking watch the fucking tits off that fucking show. One of those shows you're just like, right, first episode's out, I'll just watch fucking all of them. Because they're all fucking out, I'll have a big binge.
You know those reality shows, you know there's a lot of wedding ones. Like to do with, like, wedding dresses and, like, they're all called getting ready for the wedding, the pressure's on.
They have some kind of Bridezilla show out, or I think it flopped though, but they had one called, like, Bridezilla. It's on, like, Channel 4 or something.
They're just basically, there's a lot of reality shows.
Who would go on that?
This is about people getting ready for weddings and all the mad stuff to do. But I was thinking, what about, like, the same idea of a show, but just for big funerals?
Whoa. And then people trying to ride each other at the end.
No, just to see how, just see how you could make that entertaining.
That would be cool.
Reality shows are fake, so there'll be stuff like the body's gone. We don't have the body for the. We're gonna have to get another body.
Yeah.
And pretend it's that, and just close the coffin.
And then you have to dress up one of the guests as the dead body, and like, oh, I'm not doing it. Yeah. Like, well.
What was your idea?
My one was Louis Troux.
Troux.
I call him Louis Troux with a silent X.
Yeah, that's how. That's
but you just always go, no, it's like trucks or something.
I'm just saying the best. Yeah, is it
head a, fucking
the French surname Theroux.
Anyway,
silent X,
brilliant lad.
Yeah,
from what I've seen,
dying to get him on a podcast.
Public thing. Anyway, yeah, I would love to see him underwater doing like an underwater kind of David Attenborough show, but he's actually there like interviewing sharks and just being really polite and likable.
Yeah, it's like Do you have to eat the smaller fish?
there's a bit of seaweed there. Do I have a go at that? Like,
I like the thing he does where, in a polite way, he gets them to question their beliefs, just like just by asking real polite questions. They're like, I don't think so.
Yeah,
they're like you'd be talking to mad racist people, and it's like, do you not like think like because they're like humans as well? Like their feelings are hurt, like and the and they're like. And for a second, they're like, well, maybe you're maybe. No, I'm right.
Yeah.
Or, like, you'd say to someone, it's like, you know, it's a bit weird that you do that. Like, can you not, like, see how other people would see? And they're like, and you can see them for a second, they're like, yeah, I think he's kind of right about it. And they're like, no. This is
There's a circus down the road. We went to the circus last year. And they say they have a T-Rex. On the advert.
Oh, let's go.
I'm dying to know, like, what is it just like, I know we don't actually have one, or...
It's a 5-year-old dressed up as a T-Rex.
Like, what is... It's obviously not a T-Rex, so it's like an elephant with T-Rex ears or something.
I think it might be a crocodile. I remember seeing one circus advertising there, like, they had a poster. It was either... I think it was Duffy Circus. I remember the poster was really scary. And they're advertising the stuff at the circus. And... they're like, oh, big trapeze act, and we have this, and elephants, and we have the last living dinosaur, the crocodile. Because it is a bit dinosaur-like.
I thought the shark was the last. Well, not the last, but...
No, it's actually the budgie. Stop smelling yourself.
I just smell weird.
No, you're just getting turned on by fucking aromas.
All the pheromones. Do you know those cat pee in perfumes, and that's what makes them smell go on long, like last so
it's
long.
Pretty cool. That's pretty...
moths are spraying themselves with cat pee. And now the lads are as well.
It's
like
good cat pee. Well, moths have to spray themselves with perfume because they smell. So
Why do women wear makeup and perfume?
I've heard this one. It's very good, though.
Because they're ugly and they smell.
It's true.
Give us a kiss without your makeup. So you turn the lights off.
We're talking about something good there.
Who knows? Louis Theroux. Question moths on their makeup.
Nah, something before that.
It's circus.
Oh, yeah.
It's crocodiles.
So there's a T-Rex in this circus, allegedly.
Yeah, so the ad tells me.
Now, we went to that circus. I can't remember which circus it was. What was the name of that circus?
It's down the road, wasn't it? I really don't want to get into the names of them. There's someone down the road.
We've high listenership of circus folk. I'd say if you're traveling with a circus, you're listening to a lot of podcasts.
My favourite part of going to the circus was when we left. We seen them in the pub afterwards, in the same pub.
Dude, I don't remember that.
We're in the pub beside my gaff down there.
Some of the people working at it.
Yeah, the trapeze artists were there.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, they were in the pub listening to earphones. So you're out, but you're...
I went to circus. It was good, I suppose, but... I just felt bad for the animals. I wouldn't like to go again. Just because, Todd Lipton today wouldn't go to a circus.
No.
He's fought for too many animals, right? But, they can't be treated.
Only the cute ones.
They can't be treated.
They're not cute, I don't care.
They can't be treated well.
Yeah, that's true.
I did want to go to the offered a zoo afterwards. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They're like, we're fucking zoo back here.
Yeah.
I was just all, man, the seals were class, though.
Yeah.
I thought it was made of the
seals.
Were
they seals? I think they were...
They weren't walrus.
They were not walrus. They're fucking huge.
I know. I think they were... Or were they walrus? No, because walruses have big fucking teeth. No, they're big ass seals. But I thought it was... just the movement of them was mad. They just looked like lads in seal suits.
Yeah.
Just because of the really human movements.
Mm-hmm.
And you get your picture taken with them, but then, and you were all for it, and then you found out it was like 100 euro or something.
Yeah. So there's two topics there. Which one would you like first? It doesn't matter. Right. Okay. Here it goes. So this is it. I think you're gonna chat on this for a while. Do you know when you see someone in school, maybe secondary school or something?
Yeah.
And you're like, everyone like is bullying them and stuff and bitching about them. No, do you know what I mean? And then you're like...
So they're bullying them and bitching about them. Dude, this person is nothing going for that.
Yeah, well, not so much bullying them, but maybe just saying that he's a dick or something, or a dry shirt or something. Or
better. Sure, I know people nowadays, they're like that.
So basically, this lad or whatever have no friends, yeah? In school. I can think of a few people this happened to me, but anyway... So you go up to the person or whatever, you make an effort, you kind of like...
Gang signs.
You're like, right, you've no mates or whatever, fair enough, all you carry me for a bit. So you're on your feet. And then you find out, so everyone's just calling them a bell end also, you find out that they actually are just a fucking bell end.
Yeah, I've talked about this phenomenon with people before where there's like a lad in school and no one likes him and... Everyone's fucking mean to him, and you're like thinking, you're a compassionate human being. You're like, man, that's not like you couldn't be fucking that bad. Why are people such cunts? Like, because everyone's a cunt in secondary school anyway,
especially Roshan.
Yeah, so it's like, I'd be friendly and polite to this lad. Like, you're not gonna be like everyone else, and then you're like, you give him the time of day, and you're like, let's say his name is Elmo. And you're like, all right, Elmo, how you doing? We can hang out for a bit, like, I'll be saying to you, you can tag along with us. And then he just turns out to be a fucking prick, and you're like, all right, that's why he's no friends. It is an interesting phenomenon.
Because
from the, like, if you don't know the lad from the outside, if you see the social situation with him, you're like, people are just fucking, he's misunderstood. People are just being fucking mean to him because being cuts. And they're like, oh, that's why they're being cuts.
It's just such an unusual, because you think, like, if they're using your own personal logic, which no one does, you think, right, no one likes me. I'll be nice. I'll stop being a bell end. But no.
Yeah, but I think people like that, I think oftentimes people like that are probably narcissists. They just think they're great, like, endlessly. Even if there's so much evidence to say otherwise and that people don't like them. They just like think everyone else is wrong. Like, I've met a few people like that.
Your dog's a bit like that. Or is it she?
It's a
Susie. Shih
Tzu. No cursing, please.
Who would you like to have dinner with? Preferably off you. One interest that you'd be like, yeah, I wouldn't mind taking her out. And the other one is like, right, you've got one lad and you can have like a serious like fucking lad off conversation.
Man, I'm surrounded by people constantly. I just want to have dinner on my own. But I'm in a house full of people.
Or you can take them on a golf trip then.
I just want to be able to fucking leave me alone. I'm like the father with loads of kids.
Yeah.
Like, I just I remember Louis C.K., a comedian, talking about it, and he's just like, so I was just at the masturbate the side of the road, and I can't do it at home.
Fucking hell.
This is no privacy. But who would I have dinner with? Who's paying them?
That's it. Where is it? Hazzies?
Yeah.
You don't know till the end.
Well, Tenny's paying for all of it if it's Tenny.
Yeah. Money bags.
You don't have dinner. You just want to have dinner with Louis Theroux.
Yeah.
I
do.
He'd have some fucking... I'd say he'd have a deep conversation with him now.
Yeah.
Who would...
Because you don't really get to see who he really is. You kind of just get to see him getting the info out of people.
Yeah. I meant to ask you, you're recording EP. I don't know,
is this going to be one of your rants that goes, obviously we're leaving this out?
No, no.
All right, Grant, I'm all ears.
Is this a secret EP, or can you talk about it?
I can talk about it, yeah.
So you're recording an EP for a man named Kevin Fowley.
Yeah.
And you're recording it. Now, next door to Tuffib Studios, this fucking lads building shit, lads putting up walls, knocking down walls. Did that affect the recording process much? Or any other stuff, like some of your own stuff you recorded as well?
Well, for that project, we're just mixing it, so it was grand. And well, for other projects, the builders leave at 4. And usually, you'd be hard pushed to get a musician out of bed before 4, clash.
Not hanging around at after 4, these builders.
No, they're... Whoosh. It's getting 10 past 3 to be gone.
Is that normal for... Because you were a builder for 10 years before took up music. Building world, is that normal that
they're big into leaving like 5 minutes before the end of the day?
No, my favourite thing about builders is just leaving, like when they're finished the job, leaving so much stuff behind.
Yeah.
I remember stuff like I got my kitchen tiled and they'd leave behind
their children's dollhouse.
No, I'd just leave behind like loads of boxes of tiles. They order too much tiny tiles and just leave.
They're meant to put them underneath the bottom of the kitchen, but yeah. Oh yeah. In case one breaks, because you always get one that breaks. Builder chats.
So yeah, no, I was wondering about that. I was wondering if the building affected the recording.
Yeah, it did a bit, yeah, but we got through it. Like, it wasn't... I didn't let it affect them, because I only had them in when there was no builders. But it was
maybe
a bit awkward for me, yeah.
Depending on the song, it might be good to have a bit of building ambience. like that Led Zeppelin song where there's a phone going off in the studio.
Yeah.
The song is called...
Hello.
Which song is it?
It'd be so annoying
if Crunch.
You had one of those people who just keep ringing when you know you don't want to answer them. Just keep ringing. And that you're recording the track. You're like, one phone call, that's cute. But it just keeps going.
Are you talking about Mots again?
No.
Yeah, recording's great.
Yeah.
We're recording so great. Yeah. We're doing it right now.
Yeah.
We're coming near the fucking last lap here.
Yeah, now I want to go into that bagel thing before we go. We can do it now.
We're 5 minutes to go.
We will do that. But just before we do that, let's get all our housekeeping out of the way. So, Boom Child Band, everything's on there. We got the new stream up of our gigs. We got a gig in Cork coming up.
New stream?
Festival. Yeah, we have, it's all our dates streaming directly to the website. So there's no delay or anything.
Okay, yeah.
Our podcast up on iTunes. All the links for that is on boomshotband.com.
All the links are on the links.
Underneath, Instagram, Twitter, all that.
So basically, boomshotband.com for all your Boomchild.
No, we need to complicate this.
All your Boomchild needs.
Yeah. The other lad was, thank you to our sponsors, Tough Lip Productions.
And?
Our producer, John.
Tenny's ASMR channel, ASMR Avocado. Nah, that's not real. Yeah, Tough Lip Productions.
Some lads.
Who like recording lads.
I spent a lot of this week sleeping, well, the last two nights sleeping on a couch, by the way. I was sleeping on Kev's couch. We mix all day and then I'd go back and we'd chill out in his. But I was just mad. I felt like, did you ever see BoJack Horseman?
Yes.
Todd in that. Just the guy who just sleeps on his couch just is a bum. I felt like that this week.
Why didn't you go home to your bed, man? You have your own bed, like. Don't be mooching off this poor Kev lad.
I had chats to catch up on.
By
the way, bagels.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. Why is there a fucking hole in the bagel? We thought that, you know, you get bagels in the bag and you can set a tie in it, you can push the top of the bag down through the bagels to preserve the moisture.
What?
You have the bagels, you have a bag around the bagels. There's a flappy bag here.
So bagels usually come in a bag.
Yeah, so you push the top of the bag down through the bagels to preserve the... That's what we thought. But then I was thinking, here, bagels are probably around before plastic bags. Yeah?
Everything was around before plastic bags.
Yeah. So, any guess to where bagels are from?
Some fucking country with loads of holes in it.
My guess was France.
That's a good guess. I'd say it's a... It's a European country.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know where Europe is. I'd say it's like... It's not France or Italy. It's something like Sweden or Belgium. Or something weird.
Way off.
What is it?
It's actually in Poland by a Jewish bakery. It was the first ever...
Jewish pastry.
Bagel on the scene.
That's, well, it was in Europe.
Yeah, Poland.
And it'd be...
So well done, the Jewish Poles.
What's the crack with the hole?
The crack with the hole is it's for transportation. So they get a string and tie them through. Like, you have a string of bagels for presentation in the shop. They'd have a string of them hanging up.
That's silly.
Transportation. Yeah. It's always fucking annoyed me, the fucking hole in bagels, because you just lose butter and jam and bits of cheese falling out.
But the reason they have the hole isn't that great, like.
Yeah.
I know that, like, transport, like, yeah, it doesn't make transport that much easier, mate. Just don't. But I wonder how they make it. Like, I don't think there's a lot of bagel holes.
Yeah, I think you're right with just a bit of a circle of dough, smacking it out. Yeah,
because, I know they make polos. I know they knocked it.
Seriously?
Yeah, and that's...
Where's the middle bit going?
I don't know. Some lad in the pub told me this. Some lad in the pub told me this. They knock the hole out of it, and that's where you get... remember they used to be really tiny polos? Do you remember them when they came out? Like teeny tiny polos? That's the middles of the polos.
What?
You know, it's real mean to do something. Actually, I've done something before.
I'm spinning.
If you have a packet of polos, and you go,
let's throw it.
You just throw it on the ground and it smashed all the ones in the middle.
Fuck. Well, let's try that.
It's just mean to do, and this lad did to love polos. I didn't know. Anyway, we'll finish up. We have
great haircut, Roshan, it must be said.
Yeah, it's...
Awesome haircut.
Probably the third host of the podcast is the haircut.
Yeah.
Our next podcast will be...
Episode 17.
At the beach. Gina, we're coming up to 20. We'll have to... might try and get Louis Theroux for the 20th one. It'd be good. Could have him a guest. Anyway, this has been this week's edition of... What was that?
John...
It's John's wife here.
John, man.
We had to bring back more.
Jeez, a bit domestic's going on there.
Fucking, Oh, John and his wife turn into Louis Armstrong.
Fucking shopping.
This is
this now. I have to go. I'm gonna have to cut it there. Right, I'll see you there. Right, you have to wrap up.
You see there. This was Boob Jaw Cast. We are Boob Jaw and so
are Moo.
So are you. 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 So are you.
Moo moo.
So are you. So are you. So are you.
Don't go to circus unless you want to.
So are you. So are you. Thank you to John Clark.